a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, this is Alan Watt, and it's Cutting Through the Matrix time again. On June the 2nd, 2008, newcomers, and there's lots of people from all age groups coming in all the time, from all countries too, I asked to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, because there's about 10 years worth of radio talks and blurbs, as I call them, up on my site, and you can get a lot of information about how a huge system has developed over a long period of time, and I try and show you where it's going to. And when you understand the past, you do understand the present, and you will understand everything that's happening in the present and how that's designed to manipulate your mind collectively into a new world order, as they call it, something that specialists have been very good at for thousands of years. They've had lots of new world orders, and really it's just a continuation from one ending of one part or one chapter to the next as they upgrade their system. Also look into Alan Watt Sentinel.eu, where you can download transcripts in various tongues of Europe. There are so many topics given to the public to talk about that you have to be so careful they're not being misled. Because a good example, for instance, is this whole thing with the food crisis. Now, a while back, I talked about the Royal Institute for International Affairs and how for years they've had different groups working worldwide on food that really is about the takeover of food for a collective society under world government. That was always the agenda under the United Nations. The United Nations eventually is supposed to take over the commandeering, you might say, of all foodstuffs on the planet. At least they'll decide how much goes to each country. It's all to do with population control. Look in to the UN's Department of Agriculture and look at their little rules and their mandates and so on, and you'll get the big picture. So they gave us the big build-up, the gradual build-up to food shortages, and then once that's swallowed by the public, they go into the next step, which is rationing and all the rest of it. It's training the public for a new system. And the food is only one part of the whole new system. But that's how propaganda works. They give these press releases out to a whole bunch of different major media who willingly go ahead and publish it verbatim. And the public, as always, turn around and squawk amongst each other about what it means. But we're never given the big picture. And to an extent, we talk their ideals into existence, because once they create crisis, even if nothing's really happening, once they create crisis in the mind, we find organizations jumping forward to speak on behalf of us, you see, the NGOs, the big, well-funded NGOs, who suddenly come forward with the solutions and demands from government to do something. And government likes nothing better than to take on new tasks, because it gives them more power over the people. That's the simple agenda. Very, very simple. Old techniques, but very simple. And they work so well with everything. The Soviet system, remember, has blended completely with what was called loosely the capitalist system. This was discussed and talked about and published in lots of books going back to the beginning of the 1900s, when they talked about a Marxist state coming into being before there was one, really, and how it only lasted about 70, 80 years and then merge with the capitalist system, and out of it would come a third way. Not quite capitalist, not quite communist. I'll be back with more after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix which we think is reality, and yet most people are full of conditioned responses, conditioned opinions, which have been downloaded with from generally one of two experts. That's why you're given one of two, this or that. And they'll fight and argue with you for these opinions, which they've never even reasoned through for themselves. That's what we have today. We have a technique worked on a world society because of the common television, common media, and so on. And you have a world of people in a supposed developed countries that are not used to reasoning for themselves, exactly what Brzezinski said would happen. And when we're in that phase, that state, we look to the media to guide us, and we're allowing ourselves to be guided. We're guided in all our opinions as to where we're going by the media. It's a tremendous tool, the television, and you can't tell people who are addicted to it to stop watching it. They will go through withdrawal. They will be anxious and angry and irritable and so on, and I think they're missing out on something because that television has stopped people from actually communicating with each other in real, real physical meanings. We talk even through the station here is talking through the ether. It's all electronic. And we have to start talking with people again because there's a lot more to language than just the verbal. And we need to keep a hold of that to stay human. And it does. When you're interacting with real people, you'll find that your mind is far more alert than you are when talking on the phone and so on. But years ago, I talked about Jacques Attali. Jack Zatali, who works at the United Nations now, who was the PR man, the main man for spearheading France's part of the European Union. And he brought a book out called Millennium, about 1990-91. And in Millennium, he mentioned about this future scenario about the Americas and how all these people from Latin America be flooding up into the land of opportunity. And he compared it to the migrations of Goths and Visigoths and so on that went through and sacked Rome and sacked a lot of the ancient world. Well, that wasn't his idea. That's an old idea. See, everything that's happening and is to happen was planned probably 100, maybe even 200 years ago. Who knows? Because they keep repeating the same stuff over and over again. And don't ever kid yourself that governments make decisions without thinking of consequences down the road. Before decisions are made, every major change in society, the social change, etc., and to do with law, etc., is discussed over and over from every possible angle because they want to see what comebacks would be from the general public and how to overcome each type of comeback. It's like a chess game that they start and finish before we even see the board. So there's nothing new under the sun, as they say. So after Attali said that, now they're going to give us a vision for the whole world, and mainly Europe. And it's almost verbatim from Jack Attali's book. And this is from a top person in Britain. You'll hear who he is halfway through this little read here. And it's from the Sunday Times, June 11th, 2006. And it says, "Beware, the new Goths are coming," by Peter Almond. It's quite a peach. In an apocalyptic vision of security dangers, Rear Admiral Chris Parry said future migrations would be comparable to the Goths and Vandals, while North African Barbary pirates could be attacking yachts and beaches in the Mediterranean within 10 years. There goes your holidays in Spain. Europe, including Britain, could be undermined by large immigrant groups with little allegiance to their host countries, a reverse colonization, as Parry described it. These groups would stay connected to their homelands by the internet and cheap flights. I don't really get the cheap flights these days. The idea of assimilation was becoming redundant, he said. The warnings by Parry of what could threaten Britain over the next 30 years were delivered to senior officers and industry experts at a conference last week. Now here's who he is. Parry, who is head of the Development Concepts and Doctrine Center at the Ministry of Defense, is charged with identifying the greatest challenges that will frame national security policy in the future. If a security breakdown occurred, he said, it was likely to be brought on by environmental destruction and a population boom. In other words, the people again are all... That's the problem with the people. There's too many people, you see. That's what they keep telling us. Coupled with technology and radical Islam. Radical Islam. They stir up a hornet's nest and get it going, and now they call Islam radical. The result for Britain and Europe, Parry warned, could be like the 5th century Roman Empire facing the Goths and the Vandals. Parry pointed to the mass migration, which disaster in the Third World could unleash. The diaspora issue is one of my biggest current concerns, he said. Globalization makes assimilation seem redundant and old-fashioned. Well, of course it does. That's what it was designed to do. The process acts as a sort of reverse colonization, where groups of people are self-contained, going back and forth between their countries, exploiting sophisticated networks, and using instant communication on phones and the internet. It sounds like the World Bankers is talking about here. Third world instability would lick at the edges of the West as pirates attacked holidaymakers from fast boats. Sometime in the next 10 years, it may not be safe to sail a yacht between Gibraltar and Malta, said the Admiral. Well, in 10 years, you won't have able to afford the fuel to sail a yacht between Gibraltar and Malta. Parry, 52, an Oxford graduate who is, of course, he's from Oxford, who was mentioned in dispatches in the Falklands War, is not claiming all the threats will come to fruition. He is warning, however, of what is likely to happen if dangers are not addressed by politicians. Now, when you go through the handouts, again, this is the type of handout that's given out to the press. When you go through and you analyse what they're telling you, underneath it all, again, it's overpopulation, they're claiming. overpopulation and the fact that certain peoples from some countries will still stick to themselves xenophobically and have little groups across the planet as they rob people left, right, and center. As I say, that's just like the global bankers. They've been doing this for centuries, and no one stops them. But they have to have something on the go all the time in the military, because remember, they're running out of targets. In a world government, there's going to be no nations. The nations literally will be colonies, in a sense, very much like colonies, like Britain had colonies before America decided it had enough. And that's what you only have under the United Nations. They don't call them nations anymore, they call them states, world states. And when you run out of enemies, you've got to keep the military there to keep the powerful in place. It's a protection for the powerful and wealthy, those who run the system. And there are groups of people up there in this gradual pyramid where there's a capstone on top that serve the capstone, you might say. And they want to make sure they never lose control of their system, even when they're changing the system beneath them. But they want a massive military, we've seen it build up like crazy over many years, to take care of this chaos that we're going to go through as countries melt, basically the borders melt everywhere. And we know, it's even been in newspapers and in major media in Canada, that by 2010, the US and Canada will be pretty well integrated in every respect. So will Mexico, and they have a few other countries sitting in the wings to join quickly. But underneath all of this, it's hard to rationalize military if you have no real enemies. And they've got to hang on to their military for at least another 100 years. Because at the end of the 100 years, they will not need police or military. Because they'll have literally created a whole new race of servants, a servant class, that's coming up so quickly now through genetics. And if you think of all the different areas that money could be spent in health, etc., why for 50, actually 100 years, they've been going full tilt at genetics is because of the eugenics program, the creation of a people, a servile class that will serve them better, more excellently, without any problems. They won't need to have entertainment. They won't need to have things to keep them interested or make them enjoy themselves. They won't need holidays. And the probability to work 24 hours a day. Just like they're talking about the military too. The military of the future eventually won't need sleep, or they can go 4 or 5 days without sleep, 24 hours a day. This is why they've gone in this one direction out of thousands that could have gone to help people to literally cure, eradicate disease. They haven't. We haven't got a cure for anything. Not a single cure. When genetics was first mentioned, and I was really small at the time, I thought instantly, well, the only way through genetics you could cure illness is by preventing it, by literally taking those genes out, which means tampering with the eggs themselves or with the donors. That was so obvious. And over the years, I've been proven right to myself. That is exactly where they're going. We're the old man and woman. They claim in the transhumanist societies and even in the posthumanist societies, they actually have groups of them leading the charge. They claim that we're just too weak, we're burned out, we're not perfect enough, and that society has to be remade. And in deep within all of this, as I say, is the Eugenic Society. They've changed their name so many times, but it's still the Eugenic Society, with big backing from the biggest foundations on the planet, with the backing of what they used to call the Council of Elders a long time ago. Even Khrushchev made mention to them. Because there are people above governments that decide what happens in this world on a big scale. And every warring side has to go to them cap in hand when they want acceptance for certain parts of their agendas. I'll be back with more of this after the following messages.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And I've been talking about this massive system that's in place. A system thought out a long, long time ago. Every part of its movement, its agenda, everything that transpires in your lifetime was planned long before you were even born. It was always the intention to create a world society, and it was never let on to the people because people don't like giving up this thing called sovereignty. At least, even if you have sovereignty of some kind, you have someone closer to complain to. Already across the European Union, The Parliament in Brussels seems so far from everyone that it's impossible to have your grievances even heard. It's in fact impossible for even your politicians who are elected to go there to get heard. They did a study and found out that the average politician in the European Parliament gets about maybe 20 to 40 seconds speaking time per year. So this is the thing. Once you get a global government, you see you're not under any kind of democracy whatsoever. And the boys at the top are perfectly well aware of that. You can't have democracy, and you can't have somewhere to go with your grievances under a world system. It's a totalitarian system, and through the totalitarian phase, you're going to have, for sure, you're going to have riots and so on, which they will bring on. And I hope that the young people of all factions and all sides and who have their gurus and the guys that they follow, remember that the followers never win. Followers never, ever win in any of these conflicts. You're always used to push the agenda into the next phase. And after the wars, you wonder what on earth you were fighting for, because what transpires is nothing you'd ever imagine. World War II, remember, was fought with a group of countries going into pacts against another couple of countries, two or three countries. And out of it came a United Nations, that those who were behind the United Nations and spoke for the United Nations had no problem declaring and publishing in various books, was set up to be a global government. We elect no one to the United Nations. No citizen on earth here gets a chance to vote anything into the United Nations or anybody into it. It's a non-democratic institution. It's a corporation. And yet it's a tool. It's a tool of the people who already were in control of the planet. The people who decided a long time ago that national sovereignty was now a hindrance. And it was easy to get lots of followers to believe in that because it's self-apparent. People like nationality. You like the area you're born and brought up in. You like everything that's around you is familiar to you. You like that whole idea. It's a tribal, a natural tribal instinct. So they gave us wars, world wars, to tire us and to get us to our knees so we'd accept what they thought was world government. That's a friendly world government, didn't have too much power. That's how it was put to the public. And now it's getting built up to power. But it really is simply a front for very rich, powerful people who run the entire planet and its commerce and so on. As Khrushchev himself mentioned, this group above himself, after they had the Cuban Missile Crisis, and when he said that they might get back into detente, into conversation with the Americans, he says maybe it's a possibility. He said, I'll have to ask the Council of Elders. Some translators and newspapers said, wise man. Where is that in the communist books? Where is this council? But if you go back further, you'll find that term was not a new term. Benjamin Franklin talked about it when he set up the United States of America. He said in his own writings, and you can get a hold of them, they're probably covered in dust in the libraries, the public libraries. He said that he hoped, and his fellows hoped, meaning his fellow Masons, of course, that this confederation of the Americas would be the beginnings of a federation of the world run by a council of wise men. 12 wise men, he said. You find in the French Revolution, when they had their different groups set up in their thrown-up parliament system, they had what they called the mountain. The mountain were a council of elders, the older, wiser ones. They called the mountain, and again, it was a Masonic allegory for the pyramid. They called the mountain. We go into the writings of Pike and others. Pike talked about building up. He says, building up through striving and conquest, and even using the stock market, he said, money, to accumulate money, and we will become the masters over the masters of the world. You go into the writings of Weishaupt, and who was only one member of one lodge, one particular branch of the same group, and he said that through the creation of philanthropy, meaning foundations, they could guide the world anywhere they wanted to. And sure enough, it's the last place you look is some huge foundation that handles millions and millions and gives out millions of dollars every year in grants and so on, supposedly to charities. What you think of as charity, it's the last place you'd look for the monster. But that's where you have to start, see who they are funding. I'll be back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix. And we got a long distance, very long distance caller here. That's Redman from Jordan. We'll take him first, if he's there.
Yes, hello Alan.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you yourself? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm surviving.
You're surviving, yeah. That's all we can hope for these days.
Yes, of course. I have been wondering about this jigsaw puzzle you're talking about. And there was one piece missing, in my opinion. And that's actually the piece in which comes in the Savior, because I heard you say that we shouldn't be waiting for a Savior, but at the same time, you said that if we want to get rid of the system we're living in, we should hope for a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, really, there's a whole, this is a topic that is so deep and so very, very old, and only a few in every generation ever even get to the start of the questions, and it's to do with the inner person that you are, or the complete person you could be, and in all religions, apart from getting laws to make you socially acceptable to everybody else, so you have a peaceful existence, you also have the same hints, you might say, of making yourself better, going further, going beyond. And they always say to look at yourself first before you look at the world, because all of the answers to the world are contained within yourself. Even when you have an opinion on something, if you really look at people under brainwashing, for instance, this is a studied science, you find that even when they're being tortured and so on and made to say or believe anything and actually really believe it, eventually confessing to things they never did, it's because deep within everyone you are full of contradictions. Everyone is a myriad of contradictions, and it isn't until you really go beyond all of your training, all of your indoctrinations, and take some of it with you, perhaps, because some of them will give you the lead to where you must go, then you start on the journey with yourself to realize it's only by understanding yourself can you realize what evil is, because we have all the capacity to do evil in the world and on each other, and each one of us has it, but we choose not to, hopefully. However, there are people in the world who choose this other path, and it's a big debate. Are they born with this evil in them? Psychiatrists would say, yes, psychopaths are born that way. But religious people would say, no, they're possibly possessed with something. And there's no doubt when you look at some of the most evil people down through history, who are also the greatest people as far as some are concerned, the great leaders in history that have caused massive wars and massive changes and so on, these people could eradicate thousands, if not millions, without any conscience whatsoever. And we have to realize that this is what one person was able to accomplish. Now, when you understand what the good is that can be done from one person, it could be done for thousands, it could be done for millions as well. And until we reclaim, and that's what it is, you are reclaiming the totality that is you. The complete you, and that's more than just what you work at or what your title is or whatever, the completeness that is you, then you can start to regain and take back a different path that leads to much better things for humanity. And it won't be easy. It's not easy on a personal level. It's not easy even in a group level. But it must be done, because we know the path we're on and we know who's leading us there. And it truly is eradication of most of the people on the planet in order to save a few who have already deemed themselves godlike and superior. And we can't allow this to happen. We cannot allow this to happen. There is so much good innate within humanity. It's got us this far, and I'm sure it can overcome all of the evil and put it under its feet at the right time.
Yes, I understand this point, and that's why I wanted to make a link between the future and the past. As you know, I think you're familiar with the story of Moses and the Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know which version you believe in, but we as Muslims, we believe, like what's said in the Quran, that the Pharaoh had a vision before Moses was born, so he ordered his troops, his executioners, to kill off all children, sons of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, because we know that the past history always repeats itself.
Yeah, it does. And you know why? You know why it always repeats itself? It's because psychopaths in a commercialized system are always in charge of that very system. It's their system that we live in, we think is normal. And that's why the psychopath's MO, his modus operandi, is always the same. He keeps repeating the same thing down through history, and it's the commonest thing even for kings or queens to turn on their own people and slaughter a vast amount of them when they think there's just too much. They start getting afraid of the multitude of people. Because they know that they're evil, they know they're tyrants, and they know that people become upset, and there's a certain level where they start to lose control. That is happening today, so you're quite right, and that is why history repeats itself, and that's why they go after the young. We already have big players coming out now talking about bringing back the full 1920s, 30s eugenic society to forcibly sterilize people that they deem unfit. That's so there'll be no offspring at all. It's really the same thing. It's just a different way of perceiving the same thing. They don't want the offspring from certain peoples. Yeah.
Okay. So the Pharaoh, he wanted actually to bend his faith by killing off all those children. So I think that these days, the elite, they know that something is happening, because if you go to the Hollywood culture makers,
yeah,
we can see a lot of movies in which they portray an anomaly, like Neo in The Matrix, like Riddick in Chronicles of Riddick, like V for Vendetta with the guy in the mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that by chipping the people, they won't actually get control over every mind, so that they actually can bend their fate, just like the Pharaoh did with Moses.
You're right. We're under full-scale war with science backing those in control. They're so confident now they can pull it off. And I understand why they're confident. They do have people who are addicted to television, to movies, and so on, and who are not thinking for themselves, and millions, if not billions, of people are being led to the same ending. It's just like brainwashing, as I say, when you start to admit to things you never did, you see, under torture,
mm-hmm,
until you actually start to believe it, you're going through the same process. Now, they're convincing us, we have to be convinced there's too many of us, until we feel guilty, and we start to feel that we are responsible for the world's problems. When we start to really believe that, we're finished. That's pure propaganda and indoctrination that's leading us. It's a scientific torture to get us to accept what the elite have decided we shall accept. And then we shall go like lambs to the slaughter, they hope. But it won't be the justice so calmly as they expect.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I wish you a good evening, and I'll talk to you later.
Will do. Bye.
Bye.
Now we've got Rick in California. Are you there, Rick?
Yes, hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Not so bad.
Yeah, it's been a while. I was listening to your show last week and the week before, and I heard some callers call in from Alabama, and one of them said that black people are not being stolen by CPS, and
mm-hmm,
so I feel the need to kind of add some information,
mm-hmm,
to the callers, you know, just to put it out there that I was talking to a black couple last year who were talking about how CPS was stealing a lot of their friends' children.
Sure, they are. Yeah. I know that for a fact, because a lot of the children up for adoption are from black parents, and of course the CPS had taken those children from the homes.
Yeah, and okay. Well, also, I wanted to mention, you know, another caller called in from Alabama and said that, you know, that they're bringing in the fastest breeding people and not allowing the whites to breed. And you were mentioning that that in time that they were going to start slowing down the breeding of once they got the immigrants in place. And see, I live in California, which is kind of at the forefront of the agenda. And what you hear here is, I hear a lot of it, is that this Latina feminist Pulitzer Prize-winning author, Latina feminist this, Latina feminist that, and
yeah,
they're already starting the gender war between Mexicans.
Yes, and it'll work exactly the same way,
mm-hmm,
and they'll be going to abortion clinics before you know it, and the whole... Yeah, see, you cannot come in, and this is understood, you can't come into the superior culture, I mean the more advanced culture, and this is Darwinian, which is
mm-hmm,
this part is true, they've studied this part. And you can't come into it without losing your old culture and adapting into the new. We found even with invaders into Egypt, time after time, even if they thought they'd won, they actually assimilated themselves into the Egyptian superior culture and copied all of their ways of living.
Yeah, also I want to add, too, that I heard on the news last year, and I never mentioned this, but now I should, Mexico legalized abortion. Are you aware of that, Alan?
Hadn't heard that, no.
Oh, yeah, I heard it on the news that they legalized abortion in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a caller can correct me if I'm wrong. I was so surprised, you know, a very Catholic, originally Catholic country would do that. That shows how the New World Order, you know, they want to start, that shows how pervasive it is. And
well, you have to understand the Catholic Church is,
mm-hmm,
is gone. It was taken over, completely taken over quite a few years ago. And some people inside have given exposés on who's who, and I'm not surprised at all. They're all on board, as you say, with the same agenda worldwide. Everyone has to come on board or you're going to get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
They won't allow any other way of living. And when you look at the big foundations, by the way, like the Gates, etc., and different big players that set up funds for the United Nations, make big shows of the funding, you look at what parts of the UN that the funding goes to, and this is, by the way, you can get this from the United Nations, every one of these big players, these big philanthropists, give money to those departments that do worldwide abortion, set up the clinics worldwide, mainly in third world countries.
Wow. And also another thing I noticed, too, is Bill Frist, who was an anti-abortion candidate in the South, I found out that his hospital, Hospital Corporation of America, the one he owned, mm-hmm. was giving out abortions.
Yes.
Republicans always lie at the top. They always say they're anti-abortion, like McCain's doing, but they're actually for it secretly, actually.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's like Carol Quigley said, everyone at the top, on left and right, doesn't make any difference, at the top, that all their coterie at the very top are picked in advance. It doesn't matter which party they belong to or people think are voting in. The same agenda will go forth, and that is the way of it. I've lost count of how many politicians and members of parliaments, presidents, congressmen have promised things and completely reversed their decisions as soon as they get in. It's because they were playing a game to get in, and they know what their part in this agenda is. Every big play, you know, all these politicians are just players. They're players, and they're told what to do, even the prime ministers and presidents.
All right, well, thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
You have a good evening.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now. Yeah, when you look at the big philanthropists, just look at where the money actually goes. And, of course, you're all thinking, isn't that wonderful? They'll be handing out more candy bars in UN-dominated countries. But no, it's abortion clinics. That's where the money primarily goes to. And that's published. And now, hold on a second here. Because I'm on satellite feed here, and sometimes it packs in. And I can't see very much at all then once it's done. We've got Tim from Canada. Are you there, Tim?
Hi, Alan.
Haha, yep.
Hi. I was just going to highlight a couple of notes that I emailed you about. Did you know about what the facts were about that secret Congress meeting, about how the U.S. government themselves says how they expect the U.S. economy to collapse this September and the U.S. government finances to collapse in February of 2009, and how in the midst of all this they expect the Civil War to happen. Mm-hmm. And I'll just finish and then finish my little spiel and then you can talk. If this happens, like, martial law is definitely going to happen. And in the other link that I sent you, it was about, like, death camps and how right around when martial law happens, they're going to round up, like, patriot leaders and like, their followers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And this just made me think that, like, in a lot of the other stations where people are laughing and, or, like, patriot leaders are laughing and just having fun with making a money in the truth movement, they're going to have to realize that the elite aren't playing patty cake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, too, with the planned takedown of the economy, that was already discussed years ago as the final reason for the complete merger of the Americas. They say it's too cumbersome. This is what they were saying about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's too cumbersome. This is from the Council on Foreign Relations. It's just too cumbersome having different countries, governments, all having to send diplomats back and forth, etc. And therefore, to compete with a European economy and China, we have to be integrated totally with a new government for the whole Americas. This was discussed at the first free trade negotiations before NAFTA. And they actually said from that meeting, and it was published in the papers here, they were choosing Montreal to be the new capital for the Americas. So this is old stuff that is rehashing to us. As far as the camps go, there's no doubt about it. They'll have to round up certain people. But most folk can be watched within their own cities. The cities are going to be locked down.
Yeah.
And, you know, a city really is already made prison. You can close every single road going in and out of it so quickly. They practice that. They actually have all their maps and so on as to where to go when the word comes down. So you know, you don't even need the big camps. Most people, and even the ones that are kind of patriotic leader types, can be kept quite safely and contained within the cities themselves.
Yeah.
I do know that in some major cities like New York, they're putting armories up throughout the city for the riots that will come down the pike. But yeah, the greatest quantity is the public that must always be convinced of the righteousness of the agenda. Mm-hmm. And that's why at the right time they'll give us chaos and panic and we'll be scared that the dollar is falling and plummeting. And then they'll come forward like the saviors that they are and say, well, we've got to integrate and it will save us all. And we'll all breathe a sigh of relief and we'll be called American.
Yeah,
simple as that.
There.
Thanks for calling, though.
All right. Thanks.
We'll be back with more after these messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix. And we've got Sarah in Florida on the line. Are you there, Sarah? Hello, Sarah?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, go ahead.
I was just wondering, is there any significance to Ronnie James Dio, how he does the metal horns? And is heavy metal music part of the group or grassroots culture?
Heavy metal, you understand the history of the muses and what came through music. And you had the classical, and then it went to the sort of jazz ragtime. And then it went into what they call pop. Pop in Masonry is dad. It's the father. And then from there, you went down the road. You went, sorry, going down the hill. and you went into metal and then heavy metal. Heavy metal is an allegory of King Arthur's sword. It's also the lead man. The alchemists in high ancient masonry or old masonry used to talk about turning the lead into gold. That was the man himself perfecting the man. So when you have heavy metal, it means they were reversing it and turning it, you back into lead. They're making you dumb and stupid. That's what it literally meant. And then when you bring it down to rap, you wrap it up. That's what a judge does when he passes sentence. He wraps the gavel on the square, and that's it. That's the law. It's the end. So you've gone right down a sliding slope of manipulations with an agenda behind each phase of it, which has been very successful until you hit the bottom, which is rap. You wrap it up, and at the end you have nothing left, but you hip hop along. You hop along. You're wounded. You're out of the picture. This is literally how they give you these terms as for occultic meanings. Hello?
Okay. But is there any significance to the metal horns and the masonry symbols?
Oh, yeah. In old times, the horn itself, that was a horn of power. That even in ancient scriptures, they mentioned the horn of power. The ram's horn was one, then it turned to metal. And they used to use brass and even more expensive types of metals, too, for some particular kings and queens. So it's a symbol of power, the actual horn itself.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too. And, yeah, everything has another meaning. It's the very same thing with politics. As I say, when they create crisis, etc., it's not really so much that they must do so to please themselves, it's to convince the public, because then they're going to give you the solution. And remember, whatever happens and is handed to the public is done for a good reason, and you always take the good reason, a plausible reason, even if it's just barely plausible, and you accept it. But above that, there's always the real reason. And it's the same with your whole culture creation industry. You'll find that there's hidden occultic meanings behind everything you take for granted, every single thing you take for granted. And I was looking through some heavy metal and different artists' covers on their little discs. I was in the store one day, and you see them making the flash in the square and the symbols of masonry in the actual photographs, too, because most of them belong to the OTO, the Order Templi Orientis, that is a Freemasonic institution set up before Crowley, taken over by Crowley at one point, and he worked for MI5 and 6. That tells you all you need to know. Well, that's it for tonight. It's going to be thundering shortly, so I'll try and upload this lot. From Hamish and myself, it's good night to me, your God, all your gods go with you.